We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, baby, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Kind of a dreary day, and I'm so glad that those of you going to the game are going to be able to nestle under a nice bubble, a nice dough. Oh, wait, that's not going to... You're not going to see the finest professional football athletes in the world at their absolute best. You're going to see a bunch of guys at the mercy of Mother Nature and the whims and caprices of the bowl of swirling winds at the stadium. That's why when they build the new stadium in Orchard Park, and it's going to be built in Orchard Park, that's what Terry Pegula wants. That's what Terry Pegula gets. Terry Pegula, by the way, also does not want a dome. I could not disagree more with Terry Pegula. We're going to get into that, I think, later on today on News Radio 930 WBEN as people start getting ready for the big football game, long as everybody's not listening to the other station that is going to be all football all day. We're not going to be all football all day. We're not going to be all COVID all day. We're not going to be all anything all day. I do want to thank the people who have responded to the post I put on Facebook this morning when I got in. Well, after I got in, not right when I got in. It's not the very first thing I did. But we did shows on this recently, and the shows were basically, you know, when did you know it was time to take your pet in for euthanasia? And, you know, every now and again, when we first of all, look, loss is a part of life, and you have to accept that as a part of life, that everything isn't always forever. And we lose things that we cherish. We lose people that we cherish. We lose jobs that we cherish. We lose friends that we cherish, husbands, wives, parents, sisters, brothers, and if you live long enough on this world, you're going to face loss. And the question is, how do you deal with it? And I guess you deal with it by accepting that it is a part of life. But as many of you know who have listened to the show over the years, I've had a great deal of affinity for cats. And in particular, I mean, there have been, basically, I've kind of lucked out with every cat that I have had the pleasure of cat parenting over the years. And there have been, you know, it's tough to say, because if I say something, it means that the others I didn't have. I seem to have a weird connection with felines. What can I say? It's almost telepathic if I didn't know any better. But unfortunately, I did have to take Glenna in today because, well, basically she told me. And you know, the signs of when it is time, you know, first of all, you know, the average cat just for typically lives about 14, 15 years. All right. She was 18, 19 years old, close to 19 years old, if not 19 years old. I'll never know, because the reason I got her was because some cruel individual dropped her off at Glen Park in Williamsville in September of 2003 after she'd given birth to kittens. So if you're the cretin who dropped off a black cat who had just given birth to kittens at Glen Park in Williamsville in September of 2003, just want you to know that the cat you dropped off was One of my best buddies and one of my, well, longest term snuggle buddy for the past 18 years. But anyway, you know, it basically what happened is what always happens. She stopped eating. She stopped drinking. There was some vomiting issues and a general lethargy. And then last night I picked her up from her hiding place in my office and put her next to me on the couch. And she stayed there for a few minutes and then she jumped off and went hiding again. And then I did it again at about 3 o'clock in the morning and she did the same thing. And then what's really weird is I had made the appointment with the veterinarian. You've heard her on the show, Dr. Helen Sweeney, with the Elma Animal Hospital. And I paid, so don't anybody get their panties in a knot. I made the appointment, and I'll tell you what was really weird to me, and I'm always going to remember this, is I was upstairs. The alarm clock went off at like 8 o'clock in the morning, which, believe me, that's like your 2 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning for me. Not exactly my favorite time to get up out of bed or off the couch, as the case has been. So I went upstairs knowing what was to come. And I'm sitting there, I'm looking in the mirror, I'm combing my hair, and I'm thinking, how am I going to get the cat from where she's hiding without freaking her out? So I walk downstairs, and she, of her own free will, for the first time in days, I tell you, had leapt up onto the couch. And I'm telling you, it was almost like she was telling me, yes, I'm ready, let's do this. And it was just, it's the strangest thing. The cat had not done it in days. And then this morning, she does it. It was weird. And I think that if you have a dog or if you have a cat, maybe a horse or something, even a fish, they're not stupid. And sometimes you get a connection with these animals that I don't know if I believe in telepathy or not. But I'll be damned if that wasn't a really bizarre thing to have happen. But anyway, she passed very peacefully, and you know it's better a day too early than a day too late. I think they teach every veterinarian to say that in veterinary school when it comes to euthanasia. But if you have been through it, especially if you've been through it lately, you know that it is. It's very, very tough. It's tough to explain it if you have little kids. I don't, but it's very tough to, even as an adult, it's a difficult thing to experience. But I mean, just to put things in perspective here, how many of you know people who have buried their children? Yeah, I'll raise my hand on that one. A lot. How many of you know somebody who's buried a spouse? I'll raise my hand on that one. In fact, the veterinarian who did the euthanasia lost her husband just a few months ago. So, you know, to put things in perspective, you know, I'm sitting here, you know, sitting about, you know, I'm thinking about my cat. And many of you have recently lost people, you know, human beings, babies, children that you obviously loved. And loss is loss is loss. And, you know, it's difficult. It obviously gets better as time goes on. I've been through it before. You've been through it before. And you know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But I don't know, if you have a pet at home, I wouldn't advise hugging your pet fish. They tend not to like that too much. But give your dog, give your cat, give your horse, your bunny rabbit, whatever it is, your African gray, a gentle hug, but give the other animals a hug and make memories with them. And, you know, I've said this before, but, you know, it was the strangest damn thing. You know, I mentioned Glen Park in Williamsville. I was not going to stop at the park. I was driving on Glen Avenue in Williamsville. It was around September 16th of 2003. And I only know that because I looked up the date the hurricane was starting to brew back in the September of 2003. So I didn't really like want to stop, but it was like, oh man, I know that there's a Johnny on the spot there and I got a tinkle. So I pulled the car into the parking lot there at Glen Park and I look out and I see this thing slithering toward me. And I realized it's a cat and the cat walked right to me and just instantly started doing figure eights around my legs. And I was meeting some friends up there, and I said to one of them, I said, would you please go to the grocery store and get this cat some food? This cat is skin and bones. So, you know, the first night she ate very heartily. And the second night, and I've told this story before, if so, please forgive me for the repetition. But the second night, she expected me. Like, she saw me. She immediately recognized me. She knew I was the chuck wagon. I was food. And she fell asleep in my lap in the car. Now, by day three, when the remnants of the hurricane were going to hit, I'm pretty sure it was Thursday the 18th, when the remnants of the hurricane were going to hit, and I was about to move from an apartment into my house, and I'm thinking, geez, the last thing I need right now is another cat. I've got an older cat at home. How is she going to react to this kitten or virtual kitten coming in? But I just, you know, I didn't really have a choice, being the cat lover I am. So basically, she had me at hello, and that was 18 years and a few months ago. And like I said, it's always tough to go through, you know, to go through any loss. It's a part of life, and you have to learn that whiskey is a very good thing in your life, and you should probably drink more of it. But anyway, it is all right. I take that back. There's some of you who have an issue with the demon rum, demon whiskey. I apologize if I set you back. Didn't mean to. Welcome to the program. How's it going? So enough about that. But I just, you know, she's been a part of the show. And she's been a part of my life for so long, and many of you have dropped a line from time to time saying, hey, how's Glenna doing? How's Glenna? And like I said, Glenna died this morning. I mean, being euthanized is a nicety, but I mean, she died peacefully from euthanasia this morning at about 9:18. Not that I keep track of such things. It's the German in me. The other part of me is adult hyperactivity deficit disorder. So I'm organized in some ways, and then in other ways, my house is a freaking cluttered mess. It's like, can somebody please just go through the papers and just, I don't think that's ever going to stop. I really don't, man. It's, we've done shows on that too, because I don't know, like you get so many papers, you get so much junk. You know, you ever seen those pictures of people online who collect all the junk mail they receive in the course of a year? I mean, what? I'm sorry, business rate mail they collect over the course of a year. And it's just, it's astonishing. And I've learned right away, all that stuff just goes right into recycle bin. Don't even open it. It's junk. It's crap. I don't need it. Like T-Mobile had me going. Not to single any company out, but T-Mobile had me going with like $26 a month per line, unlimited data, unlimited everything. And then I looked at T-Mobile's coverage map and I thought to myself, okay, so if I'd have gotten the flat tire and I had T-Mobile, I would still be hiking back from the Adirondacks. So I gotta stick with the company that I have now. But I mean, it was a nice try, T-Mobile. You know, get some more towers up, you know, get some more erections and we'll talk. You've heard that from time to time, I'm sure, some of you listening to this program. Anyway, so there is a protest today, civil disobedience against masks in Erie County. I would just like to offer my applause to those of you who braved the elements. It was a pretty hideous morning. I mean, it was kind of warm, but it was also windy, which detracts from the warmth. And of course, you got lashed in the face with gales of misty rain from time to time. And your American flag is probably still drip drying somewhere in your garage or in your basement sink. But what I want to ask you guys is now there were about 300 to 500 people downtown this morning outside City Hall, and they marched to the Poland Cars Big Boy building. You know, they should put the Big Boy icon on top. If they could borrow it from Mike Myers and Austin Powers, they could maybe, I'm just saying, borrow the Big Boy, put it on top of the Rath building. I think that would be an outstanding thing to do. But I applaud those of you who showed up for the rally. But here's what I want to talk about, because I'm trying to figure this out myself, and I don't know what the answer is, but I think we're all going to find out together. Erie County Executive Mark Paul. Well, let me read the WBEN story by Susan Rose on a soggy Monday morning with the song "We're Not Gonna Take It" by Twisted Sister playing in the background. Hundreds of protesters gathered in Niagara Square in Buffalo carrying flags and signs. The event was a kickoff to a week-long civil disobedience campaign in Erie County to protest mask and vaccine mandates in Erie County. "We're standing up for our rights," said organizer Gina Gentry. I love the name. I don't know if she's any relation to Bobby Gentry, but "we are done with these mandates. No means no." The protesters marched about a block away to the Rath Building to deliver their message to Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, who imposed the mask mandate on November 23rd. Seems like only yesterday. "We have a representative from the Constitutional Coalition, Unmask Our Kids, WNY, workers from Moog, teachers, healthcare workers are said to have participated in the event." Now, I'm told that there's an obstetrician at a local hospital who's very popular, who's been fired because she didn't get the jab. And I don't want to name her on the air, but if you know of whom I am speaking, you should probably have her reach out to me, tom@wben.com, because I'd like to get her on at some point after we verify. So getting back to the WBEN.com article by our own inimitable Susan Rose, "We're not anti-mask, we're not anti-vaccine. We believe it should be a personal choice. These mandates have been going on for 20 months. Nothing has changed. The government should not be responsible for a person's freedom." Other events this week include Twitter Tuesday to have their voices heard on social media platform. Wednesday is a call to action for families to contact members of the New York State Assembly to oppose a bill that would require vaccinations for children to attend school. Thursday encourages students to walk out of school in protest of the mask mandate. I have to cough. Thank you. I did turn my head to the left. Friday's event is labeled Free Your Face. It asks all county residents not to wear masks in indoor locations. It is civil disobedience. And by the way, civil disobedience is a tactic people have used for a long time in the United States of America. It goes back at least as far as, well, you could say the Boston Tea Party was a civil disobedient act. Some would call it an act of terrorism. Henry David Thoreau, the Walden Pond guy, he wrote about civil disobedience. Mahatma Gandhi used civil disobedience as he was trying to liberate India from British rule, much to the chagrin of Sir Winston Churchill. And, of course, in the United States again, Dr. Martin Luther King used civil disobedience in the civil rights movement. In fact, on one of the marches in Tennessee before he was murdered, supposedly by James Earl Ray, but I have my doubts. Come on, a nonviolent petty thief suddenly decides to become a hitman? That didn't make sense, but I digress. He did a march, I think it was in Memphis, and at the end of the march, some of the youthful participants in it began to rampage through the business area and started to loot. And Dr. Martin Luther King was pissed off. He was royally upset because that man was about peaceful civil disobedience. And look, he caught some flack. I mean, there was a great division in this country. I mean, people like Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, they had a different agenda. Martin Luther King had what I think we'd call a more moderate agenda. And it's pretty, the 60s, you know, we look back sometimes fondly at the 60s. And when we do, of course, Stephen Stills gets a check for the song by the Buffalo Springfield, right? But anyway, getting back to the article, if I may. Some estimate that as many as 500 attended the demonstration Monday morning. Poloncarz says it was closer to 300, according to his count. All right, whatever. People have a right to protest. People have a right to peacefully assemble. But here's what I want to get your thoughts on this sentence by Mark Poloncarz. "I do believe that it is a minority in our county." Can you give me the sound, sir, Mr. Schmidt? the Amish technical director of the show today. He's not really Amish, but I'm telling you, if he was driving a buggy in Conowingo, you'd definitely think so. I'm just saying. Probably not with the backward baseball cap. I've not seen too many Amish dudes with that, but maybe with the straw hat. I think you could do it. You could infiltrate the Amish. You could definitely infiltrate.
I'll do that next year for Halloween.
Well, do you know how to abuse animals properly? Because that's a big part of being Amish. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'll hear about that, but it's true. Sorry, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Look it up yourself. I do believe that it is a minority in our country, in our county. That's Mark Pollenkar. So my question to you is the mask mandate and the feeling that the government is overstepping its bounds and you're sick of it and we're not going to take it, can't imagine what our musical bump will be coming back from the news break, is that in fact a reality? Is it a minority opinion in Erie County? And I would like to know. Now, I don't claim that this is going to be a scientific poll. I'm very aware that this radio station attracts a very left-wing socialist audience. Wait, I think I got that backward. In fact, I know I did. It was intentional. But I want to know if you believe these voices calling for an end to the Pollenkars and Hochul BS, and I guarantee you there's more on the way, are they a minority voice in the county? And I'm telling you, and I know this a little bit from personal experience, folks, COVID is out there. It's always going to be a part of our lives. You've got a choice. You can live your life knowing that at some point or points, you're going to get COVID and that you probably are going to survive it. You're probably going to survive it, okay? You might not. You might have some underlying condition. You might have some lung issues, some pulmonary issues that make you very susceptible to dying from it, okay? But are we to handicap an entire nation? Are you a minority voice? Or is that the majority voice in Erie County? 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. Later on, we'll be asking you, should we put a dome over the Rath building and suck all the air out of it while Mark Pollenkars is in there? Or does he just suck all the oxygen out of the room anyway? I'm wondering. Because I don't think he needs oxygen. I'm pretty sure. He could be an alien. I'm just saying.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Out there. All right, is that the way you feel, or are you, as Mark Pollenkar said, one of the minorities? Now, I don't mean racial minority, religious minority, a minority person as far as that situation is concerned. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone at 1-800-616-WBEN. Those would be the phone numbers wish to call. Now, something that happened right before airtime, de Blasio blindsided businesses with surprise vaccine mandate. Major organization says not helpful. De Blasio warns major steps are necessary because we must avert shutdowns. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, which his last name, at least the last few letters of his name, do remind me of a colloquial expression for a certain bodily orifice generally located in the hindquarters. Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City's announcement, he is going to require all private businesses in the city to mandate vaccines by the end of the month, blindsided a major business organization which said they had no intention or indication the move was coming. The business community was blindsided by the media leak from City Hall that there will be a vaccine mandate on the city's private sector employees, apparently with no testing options. Partnership for New York City told Fox News on Monday. Partnership for New York City's membership includes many of the largest corporations that still are stupid enough to call New York City home. They include Pfizer, Pepsi, Deloitte, Citi, Amex, Carlyle Group, and the New York Times. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have some bad news. I happen to believe, and you tell me if you think I'm right or I'm wrong, we'll know when the time comes. I have a very funny feeling that your county executive and my dear friend, Mark Poloncarz, I have a very big feeling, strong feeling, that he is going to do pretty much the same thing in Erie County, New York, before too long. I give it about, what's today, the 6th? I'll give it about 4 to 7 days. He might try to do it like 8 days later now that I said that, but I think it's coming. I think what you're going to have in Erie County, and maybe I'm wrong, I could be smoking crack, very unlikely actually, but I believe that we're going to all have to be vaccinated before we're going to be able to go anywhere. I think there's going to come a time very soon when if you run a business, you're going to have to be the vaccine card police. And it's a felony to present a fake vaccine card. Like if you've got a pistol permit and you present a fake vaccine card, DEA, the other guys, the ATF will be banging on your door saying, "We'd like your guns, please. Thank you." And then they all go off and have orgies with them. 803-0930 is the phone number. Do most county residents in Erie County, do most people, do the majority of people favor or not favor the mask mandates? And let's just take this one step further. Would you favor a vaccine mandate? What if Poloncarz came out and said, all businesses in Erie County have to make sure that people entering, including employees, are vaccinated? What would your reaction to that be? It's a hypothetical question, but I don't think it's an unreasonably hypothetical question. I'm not asking you, hey, do you think little green monkeys will fly out of Mark Poloncarz's urethra this week? I'm not asking you that. That would be extremely hypothetical and very unrealistic. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to WBEN's phone lines here. This is Ron in West Seneca. Ron, do the protesters represent a minority or a majority opinion in Erie County? Your take.
Majority, Tim. And by the way, thank you. I'm the first caller. I bow down to you.
You shall kneel to me. Sorry, isn't that what Stewie Griffin once said in Family Guy?
No, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Family Guy.
I was until it got ridiculously political, then I tuned out.
It's funny as hell, though. I've seen a couple episodes, and it was...
it's kind of like Madonna, you know? I mean, you know what, like, a virgin's about, right?
God,
never mind. I'm going to get to a movie cliche.
I know.
All right.
It's 69 degrees in my car, too, Tom. So, I think a majority of people are against it, the people that I have spoken to. You know, and they're on the left, some, But, you know, they're just, they see that where it's going, and they're just sick of their rights being, you know, our liberties are being pulverized around us. And that's a word I can use, pulverized. I mean, it really comes down to that. And I make a suggestion. I would think that maybe pulling my finger and Dr. Overtime should maybe they're the ones that should be standing at the restaurants at the door. Make them go out and do that job and ask for the vaccine cards and see how well that goes over for them.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. So, look, I don't want to bias the discussion. I've never done that. But, my friends, believe it or not, run the gamut. Most people think the way I think, but there are some lunatic left-wingers in my group of friends. We avoid talking politics with them. But I'm going to tell you that they're not really down with this mask mandate at all. In fact, the left-wingers that I know, Thanksgiving Eve, you know where they went to party? They went to party in Niagara County because they didn't have a mask requirement.
Yeah, and when I shop at the big grocery stores here in Western New York, I go in without a mask. No one has confronted me, and because I don't think it should be up to the employees to police their store. I mean, they have enough burden as it is to do their job. And basically, they're doing what polling cars should be doing and Bernstein should be doing. Let them go out to the big grocery store and question me about why I'm not wearing a mask. Where are my papers? Because I will certainly not make it easy for him.
And show me the evidence, too, that any of this actually works. You heard the doctor on with David Bellavia, the last part of Bellavia's show today. There's no evidence any of this works. Countries with the highest vaccine rates, you'd think that all of this stuff is out the window. But the bottom line is that the way I look at the situation, not being a doctor, but being somebody who can at least read somewhat at a third grade level, granted, but that this COVID is going to be with us forever. We're going to have to learn to live with COVID all around us. And we're probably going to get it once, twice, four, five times in our lifetime.
Poland Cars wants to strangle us, and he's doing a great job. And some of these people that even listen to you that are for the mandate, what is next? Maybe he should mandate stop smoking, because that is a cancer-causing addiction.
Well, they've pretty much done that in public places. But interestingly, although you no longer can smell much tobacco smoke inside public places, the smell of weed is everywhere.
Well, Poland Cars doesn't have an answer for, like, the opioid overdoses in Western New York, the suicides. What he's doing, he's striking a chord with his, you know, some of his lunatic followers, and he wants to continue to do that because this is easy for him.
Well, as far as the, the so-called opioid crisis, allow me to advance a theory. The idea of opioids and illegal fentanyl has been conflated to increase the alleged risk of the so-called opioid crisis. It can happen, and it does happen. Typically, people are not dropping dead of prescription drugs. Typically speaking, most of the deaths you hear about are deaths of drugs like cocaine and heroin that have been laced with fentanyl. In fact, the authorities west of us, in Colorado, made a huge bust over the weekend. And if they hadn't gotten that stuff off the street, like thousands of people would probably have died. There's enough fentanyl in some of those pills to kill a horse.
One last thing, Tommy. I think that, again, these businesses that Poland Cars is shutting down and Dr. Gail Bernstein, they should not allow them to patronize a business. Stand up, go back to the chiropractor and get your backbone, your spine, because you're going to need it.
And for all your chiropractic needs, I'd like to suggest Monroe Chiropractic on Main Street in Williamsville. Dr. Ken Monroe and sorry, I got to go. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Tommy.
All right. I like that, Tommy. That's cool. I like that. Anyway, the older I get, the more I like Tommy. Okay, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. If you're just joining us, there is a protest today, all right? They want a week of civil disobedience against the face diapers. And my question to you is, Are you in the minority or are you in the majority if you feel the way these protesters do this morning? And I applaud the protesters who did what they did this morning. And I know who some of them are and we've had our differences, but I applaud what they what they've done. I applaud what they're doing. I think that's it's good. It's good to see people involved. I think it's a great thing. I hope there are many more protests. But Mark Poloncarz, first of all, he says, well, there were 300 people, not 500. I mean, what did you do? Did you put a drone and over and count people one by one, Mark? I mean, you're really going to quibble about 200 people? Seriously? Well, there were 300, and they're a minority opinion in Erie County. Folks, my experience is these people are not the minority. They're a majority. And Mark Poloncarz is full of crap, because if Mark Poloncarz knew that the people were behind him, then maybe somebody should ask Mark Poloncarz why the hell the Democrat committee on Friday was phoning people in Erie County asking if you guys agree with it. He has no idea. Erie County Democrats, I want you to share the results of your poll. Do it right here on this program today. I challenge the Erie County Democrat Committee to call this frickin' show and you tell us what the results of your little polly poll was about the masks and mandates and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm going to tell you, I think that Mark Poloncarz is speaking out of his nether region, his hindquarters. And I know the sound that usually comes from there. And in New York City, I've been reading a lot of Shakespeare. I'm not sure if you can tell. Don't understand it all, but no, I really do. But anyway, where was I? And in New York City, Mayor de Blasio, if you work at a private business, you are going to have to be vaccinated. If you work at a private business in New York City, this is, to me, absurd government overreach. And why is it that countries that have high vaccination rates are now having high COVID rates? You know why? Because your immunity from the shot wears off after a while. This thing is going to continue to mutate and mutate and mutate. And by the way, this Omicron variant that we've heard about from South Africa, there are articles online. Supposedly, it's not that big a deal. Like I have described my experience with COVID, it wasn't a big deal at all. I felt a little crappy for a couple of days. I felt well enough on Sunday night to go to an outside party. I did wear a mask because I thought it was a cold because the rapid test came back negative, but I told people, stay away from me. I don't want you catching my cold. I didn't know I had COVID. Nobody at the party called me and said, I got COVID from you. So there. Anyway, 803-0930. Are you in the majority or are you in the minority when it comes to not wanting masks and basically saying to hell with these government mandates? I say to hell with these government mandates. We are supposed to live in a free country. We're supposed to have a situation where these politicians, they don't control us. They work for us. They don't have power. We, the people, have the power. They are simply borrowing it on loan from us, and they lord. Oh, Mark Paul Poloncarz, when he says, I have the power to do this. Hey, Dillweed, you don't have any power. You've only got the power that the people have let you borrow. And if you use it injudiciously, you're going to find yourself with some state appointment that you really want, you know, running a school district in, Conowango. It's Conowango Day here on the show. Okay. Are you the minority or the majority if you oppose the government mandates? And in New York City, Bill de Blasio, the mayor, the communist mayor of New York City, he is ordering all private businesses only to have vaccinated employees. He just sprung it from out of the blue. And, you know, if you're mayor of a city that is losing people and businesses to remote working right and left, what the hell are you doing to your tax base? Seriously, dude, you don't have a clue. And I don't even want to go to New York City anymore because it's a filthy, crime-ridden cesspool with wild animals roaming the streets and you can't even carry a frickin' gun. Let's go, unless you're a criminal, of course. They really don't care about laws. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Here is Terry in Grand Island, where your town board is having a meeting and they're going to come out with a statement.
I guess, but I don't pay attention to that. Hey, Tom, fellow Cabrini extra. I was at Gigi's house when you and Mrs.
When Mrs. Nerd and I were at Gigi's house, yes. And you can attest to the fact that I did tell people I had a cold.
Yes.
I did have a mask on.
Yep.
And I was never any closer than 6 feet from anybody.
Nope, not at all.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for...
I'm witness to that.
All right, thank you for the verification. I certainly appreciate it. So tell us your story. Give me a story. Give me a tale.
So real quick here, I went over to Canada yesterday, you know, did my thing over there. I wanted to purchase a few things, so I did my COVID test 3 days before. Went over, but I went over early, so I stopped for breakfast in, I don't know if you've ever seen the Flying Saucer on Lundy's Lane there, the famous Flying Saucer restaurant.
I'm sure I've driven by it, but Canada, I must confess, seems like a distant memory to me now. I only seem to remember brass poles and dark rooms.
Well, anyway, I'm sure they're not 6 feet from each other. But anyway, so went into have breakfast, and I'm standing kind of in line there, and there was a sheet to sign, and everybody in front of me, you have to show proof of vaccination to sit down and eat. So I experienced that yesterday.
I'm getting a lot of email from Canada saying that is the way it is in Canada.
Yep, that's the way it is, and there was no way around it.
So the stuff you had to get in Canada, like your 222s, I'm sure, the stuff you had to get in Canada, you couldn't get because you weren't vaccinated, even though you tested negative.
Right, well, I had to get ketchup chips.
Oh, well, who can live without ketchup chips? Those Canadians, man, they're sneaky devils. You never know what they're going to put in food.
And their Kraft dinner stuff is definitely superior to ours. So, yeah, I was on a food run there picking up a few things. But that experience of having to show my proof of vaccination, and you had to sign a sheet in case they needed to get a hold of you.
Good grief.
Didn't do that. But anyway, that's beside the point. So you're wearing your mask in the restaurant just like, you know, what we have to do, but you sit down and you take it off and you're, you know, 2 feet from the other person. So, but, just the experience of having to show that I was vaccinated. Otherwise, you weren't allowed in. So,
well, and you know, and I know that when we were working as extras on the movie Cabrini, that we went through countless COVID tests time after time after time. It was like a Cyndi Lauper song.
Yep, it sure was. That was the first thing before we were even allowed to go in to, you know, get dressed and stuff. So.
All right. I know. I will never forget the long lines to return the wardrobe after 14 and 15-hour days dripping sweat.
That was the worst.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to tell my experience. So it wasn't fun. You know, you kind of feel like a leper, you know, going into the restaurant, so it definitely wasn't. I don't mind wearing a mask. A mask doesn't bother me. All their stores, all their businesses, you have to wear a mask.
Bothers me because it doesn't do anything. If you look on the box the mask came in, it says it doesn't protect against COVID. I mean, it's like, what the...
I suppose it's just kind of maybe just a personal thing, but I mean, other than that, that's it. That's all
right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Actually, with my hair getting longer now, after the movie, I don't think I need a mask. I can just put the hair right in front of my face, and it'll work out just fine. It is 2:56, although a lot of people seem to like it short. I don't know what to do. I'm going through what do I do with it? It's at the point now where it's either got to go long or it's got to go short, and I just don't know. I mean, look how much better Christoph Waltz looked in Django Unchained than he did in Inglourious Basterds. Of course, I suppose the uniform might have had something to do with my appreciation of his sartorial splendor and overall appearance. 803-0930 is the phone number. Mark Poloncarz says, if you are not down with government mandates, you are in the minority in Erie County. I don't know what world he's living in. That's not my world. Is that your world? Tell me. We're not going to do COVID all day unless you guys want me to, in which case I'll accede to your wishes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.